There are some signs of recovery, but overall, the construction industry in North Carolina remains sluggish and mostly unchanged. Numbers compiled by Carolina's Associated General Contractors of America show in the past year, building construction activity in the state dropped by half.
On the commercial side, for C&D, construction and development or land acquisition and development of a building, multifamily housing, those things are just all but dead.
Tony Plath is a professor of finance at UNC Charlotte. He says the state's construction industry has suffered more than any other industry during this economic downturn, mainly because at one time it was doing so well.
Simply because we had more construction activity that was underway given the growth in the state's economy over the course of the last 10 years. So because there was more work here, there were more projects in progress here. So, you know, we had farther to fall.
And it's been a hard fall. In December 2007, the start of the recession, there were 252,000 North Carolinians working in construction. The latest numbers from the Employment Security Commission show the state has lost 82,000 construction jobs since then. A major expansion project at Galloway Ridge in Chatham County is well past the halfway mark. It's advertised as a luxury retirement community at Farrington. It falls into one of the few categories of construction that is doing well in this economy, healthcare. Galloway Ridge is adding 66 apartments and a villa, but it's also adding 55 beds to its on-site healthcare center. Pat Richardson is a spokeswoman for Galloway Ridge. She says it took 2 years to secure financing for this expansion, which began last fall. She says the units had to be 70% sold.
We have people that are moving here from Boston. A lot of folks move here from New York. As we know, North Carolina is a big attraction state for Northerners. A lot of people move here from Michigan. We have a lot of people that move here right from Farrington Village, right next door to us.
The Galloway expansion is said to be one of the largest construction sites in the state. Michael Burton owns Burton Services out of Moxville, North Carolina. He and his workers do just about everything.
We do from damp proofing, waterproofing, commercial caulking, fire stopping, pipe insulation, duct wrapping, parking lot striping, interior and exterior painting.
And they're busy, too. Burton says they just finished up some work at UNC Greensboro and at North Carolina A&T. He's part of a 6-year project at 3 new hospitals in the western part of the state, and soon he'll be working on the new Moses Cone Surgery Center. Burton says he's blessed, but it's been hard.
It kind of stutters sometimes, but a lot of stuff, the way it was there, residential, it hit dead stop, but commercial, a lot when the crunch hit, a lot of the commercial stuff was already sold out and they had the funding for it. So it was already funded for it and the jobs went on for a couple years.
It's a matter of making the work stretch. The Ornelas family knows this well. There are several Ornelas men working at the Galloway site. Lucas Ornelas supervises his sons and brothers who are laborers, passing bricks and cement to the bricklayers.
No much work right now. I'm lucky to have this job. Because last 2 years, I didn't work because there's no work. But I'm lucky to have this job.
The Galloway project has employed as many as 250 construction workers. Still, national numbers show North Carolina is ranked 41st in the country for construction employment right now. When the industry comes back, it's expected to come back strong. But that could be years from now. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.